Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Dr. Christopher Love, the Water Smart Coordinator with Life Saving Society Manitoba. He's here to talk about ice safety. So, Chris, temperatures have been fluctuating in the province, which has led to bodies of ice melting. Life Saving Society Manitoba has issued an advisory, so tell us more about that.
We are recommending right now that nobody should be going out on the ice. As you mentioned, we've issued an ice advisory, and our concern is we've had above average temperatures in the province over the last few days. It's predicted that that is going to continue for the next week. And because of that, ice thicknesses and ice conditions are going to be unpredictable. And there's a very high chance that the ice could be weak in places where people are not expecting it. And we want to avoid any tragedies from occurring out there.
What are signs that areas of ice should be avoided?
There are some things you can look for that are pretty obvious. So if you're seeing water that is starting to pool on top of the ice, if there are open holes, cracks, etc. If the ice is looking yellowish or grayish or brownish, those would be some clear signs that you have ice that is degraded or potentially unsafe. The unfortunate thing is, though, sometimes there are not obvious signs on the surface of the ice, and you just have to go with the conditions we've been having. So we know, for example, right now that with the warmer temperatures, that is going to create some runoff, et cetera, off the land into rivers, streams, lakes. And that kind of water flow, it may be on top of the ice and you'll see water pooling, but it also can go under the ice and create currents or water flow underneath. And then the ice erodes from the bottom upwards and you don't necessarily see obvious signs on top.
If people decide to go on the ice despite the advisory, what should they do to prepare beforehand?
So if people are going to decide to go out on the ice regardless, then we do advise that they need to be prepared to go through the ice and into cold water. And so that means, first of all, you need to have something that is going to make you float. And it may sound silly, but that means wear a life jacket or a flotation suit, a flotation snowmobile suit, sometimes called a floater coat, because that'll keep your head above the surface of the water and above the surface of the ice, which is really important so you don't get trapped or don't drown right away. Don't go out alone. Make sure you have a friend with you, a buddy. So if you get into trouble, they can help you. If they get into trouble, you can help them. Make sure you have a basic ice safety kit on your person. So basic safety equipment, things like ice picks to give you traction, things like fire starting supplies. If you are away from a more civilized, settled area and you need to dry yourself out after you've managed to escape, having things like some basic rescue equipment, rope, or similar, so that if you see someone in distress like your buddy, you don't have to get close, because if they've already fallen through the ice and the ice is stressed, the ice is weak, if you get too close, you're going to go through as well. And then we have two people that are in distress and maybe nobody around who is able to save them.
The Life Saving Society has these ice thickness safety cards. So could you tell us more about them?
We have had for many, many years our ice thickness cards that give advice on the safe thicknesses of ice for certain activities, assuming that you have new, clear, hard ice. And that's what we see in the coldest part of the season. Right now, of course, those are not the conditions that we're seeing, but we do have those available through our website for English versions. And we've had translations done into French, Cree, Ojibwe, Ochi Cree, Spanish, Tagalog, Punjabi, and German, and those will be going up on our website shortly, lifesaving.mb.ca, in our Water Smart public education section. And the cards, as I say, they give ice thicknesses for activities, for recommended thickness to make sure you stay safe, and provide, on the flip side of the card, some basic ice safety tips. In terms of paying attention to your surroundings, again, looking out for things like those cracks, those holes, the slush or puddles of water on the ice that are danger signs for weak, damaged, or otherwise unsafe ice.
And I understand that Life Saving Society Manitoba also has an ice safety activity book for children.
Indeed, we do have the Boreal Besties Winter Smart Ice Fishing Adventure activity book. A little bit of a mouthful, but we have these colorful characters, the Boreal Besties, who aim to teach children between age 6 and 10 to 12 how to be safe and things to think about if they're going out for a winter adventure on the ice, whether that's skating or, in the case of the Boreal Besties, ice fishing. And it can be done alone by the kids or in cooperation with their parents. They can work through the various pages, activities, doing coloring, playing the games, the word searches inside, so that they can learn a bit more about ice safety in the winter or any time of year.
Once again, where can people go to learn more about ice safety or Life Saving Society Manitoba in general?
All of our information is available through our website, so www.lifesaving.mb.ca. If you go through to our main page, you'll see menu options, and the Water Smart Public Education section contains all of the resources I've mentioned, so the ice thickness cards, other ice safety information, including some videos, the activity books for both summer and winter, because the Boreal Besties are in their second book now with the winter activity book. All of that stuff is either on the site now or is going up on the site shortly so that people can access it and use it to keep themselves, their family, and their friends safe.
All right. Well, thanks again, Chris, for chatting with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We very much appreciate it.
That was Dr. Christopher Love, the Water Smart Coordinator with Life Saving Society Manitoba. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.